Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 220. Hey everyone, welcome to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. What's going on?
Hey, this
special episode.
Special episode because this is the anniversary episode. Yes, Bear Podcast started August 1st, 2005. And that's when the first episode came out and it was just really cheesy the way I did it before.
You mean all the shows hadn't been cheesy?
Wait, hold on. Can you say it again?
Wait, you mean all the shows hadn't been cheesy?
Well, yeah. Well, I did it before with goofy music and stuff like that, and I had this background music and that I did before with the music maker. I don't know what I did, but
Speaking of goofy,
yeah.
What's the difference between Goofy and Pluto? They're both dogs, right?
Yeah.
Why's one goofy and can talk and act retarded, and the other one's just a dog? I don't understand.
I don't know. It's Disney. Anything can happen. It's like...
Okay, I just brought it up because that was a conversation I heard the past weekend. So.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a Stand By Me topic, wasn't it? Anyway, okay. So, yeah, welcome to the anniversary episode, and August 1st. And every year, every August 1st... what we do is play the top five audio and the top five videos of the year from, you know, every year. Anyway, okay. So let me cue it up here. Here is the top five audio. Here we go.
Number five.
Three verses in it, and the first one, I mean, I name check, you know, Advocate Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting it, you know, I was subscribing to it, and I looked through it, and, you know, I don't see any guys that look like me. You know, I didn't see any, you know, heavier guys. I didn't see any hairy guys. You know, I'd see a couple, you know, ads in the back of the magazine for bearish-looking realtors. You know, yes. Out some other state.
Yeah, we have a lot of that.
Yeah, oh, there's some bears. But I mean, I go through it, and then there's just no bears. And I mean, I was very fortunate when I was a freshman in college. I mean, I found out about Bear Magazine then, you know, when I was 18. So it was a big part of my coming out life is just kind of being ingrained with, you know, just the bear community. And practically everything I do is, you know, is bear related as far as, you know, stuff I do that's, you know, considered gay.
Okay, that was Glenn from Future Villain Band.
And that was so gay.
It was really gay?
It was really gay.
It was really gay.
Not Glenn, that was very good, yeah.
Yeah, he plays he plays in Future Villain Band with Patrick, and I think Stewart also plays with him. Patrick or Chuck? Patrick Stewart? No, there's no Star Trek reference on that. But yeah, Glenn joined me in the show before. Probably he joined me twice already. He's been in the show twice. Once last year.
Done him twice already?
Wow. Yeah, I've done him twice already. I stuffed my microphone into him. Last year during Bearpalooza, and also last March when we did after the show in not March, February. IBR. During the IBR when I was there in California. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so that's top five. Okay, let's go to the next audio.
Number four.
How many albums have you had now?
I've got six out.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've got six out my old band Peace Tree. I have a lot of music out from that band. I was on a motorcycle stunt video, all five of them. That were heavy hitters. So my music from that band, and we were pretty much a metal band.
I see.
Okay. Hard rock to metal.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And I've got six albums out with them, and we were very lucky. That's the band that I ended up doing most of the touring with.
I see.
You know,
and now it's kind of different now because, you know, you're doing pretty much a solo act with the Bears, with the Bears on the Run. Yeah, that was Elijah Black.
I swear I could have thought it was more than six because I thought I had to unhinge my jaw to get all the way up on it. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, let me just go back. Top five earlier was Feature Villain Bandit was episode 156. Okay. But this one with Elijah Black, that's episode 163. That's the episode just a few days or a few weeks after their tour of Bears on the Run last year. So, yeah, we got to meet. Who did we meet? We met Nakia was there, but he didn't have any voice. He lost his voice in Austin. And we got to meet Babalu, Kendall, Shannon Grady, Matthew Temple, and Elijah Black. Yeah, so we were at, where were we?
Tony's Corner Pocket.
Tony's Corner Pocket. And we got to, we did the video there, which we'll present later. So that's the top four audio that we had. Okay, so shall we go to the next?
Number three.
Hold on, wait.
Oh. Number three.
See, I've been working at the gym all day for this. You wouldn't believe the amount of steroids I had to take with this body. Actually, it only cost me $21.
It's complete with
a nipple ring.
With nipple ring. Oh,
sore.
Okay.
Well, crusty.
Is that new? Is it on the other side? Okay. Yeah. So he's wearing a nipple ring on each side.
Yeah, just this side.
So, well, right now it's Halloween. We're just doing this and I have a pumpkin here. Yay! Wilson! No, it's not Wilson. It's, I don't know what's his name. But anyway, what's happening? It's Halloween. What happened last weekend?
Well, for me, we had my annual Halloween party here at the house and it went over very well. We had probably about 60 to 70 people here. Usually a little bit more, but I think with this year, everybody's just been kind of off partying, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think that everybody's been doing the going out and party thing this year. They've just kind of been laid low, so it was a nice laid-back event, a good time. No major drama that I know of. No hooking up in the bathrooms that I know of. You know? I didn't bust anybody,
like
and I didn't get any action, so, you know.
You actually, it's kind of fun. There was hooking up going on in the bathroom.
Oh, there was? Yes. Okay, I missed all that. I was out of town, but I always miss the Houston Halloween parties. I'm always in New Orleans. Okay, that was crappy audio. You know that, right?
Yes.
It was really crappy audio. We were salvaging audio from a video camera.
Yes.
Yeah, so
it was our first attempt at doing a video, and it was just horrible.
Yeah, just horrible. The audio was really bad.
We're working. Wait.
Yeah, what happened to that video?
It's still around here somewhere.
That never came out. We even have a backdrop there. Yeah. We have skulls. We had skeletons.
I think I never could get it to load. I think that was the problem because I didn't know how to load it back then. Now I do, and I'm still having problems with it. Okay, I figured a workaround. So,
well,
maybe for this coming Halloween, we can put it up, and they'll never know. That way, we take a week off from doing a show and be like, "Happy Halloween!" They'll never know.
Yeah, that's right. It's well, yeah. Maybe just in time for the next Halloween. Okay. Next.
Number two.
The Scottish Highland.
Pretty loud.
They're pretty loud.
Here's
Scottish.
A bit about the show. Okay. Large men wearing kilts tossing their wood for your viewing pleasure since 1997.
Awesome. Okay. We're gonna see one of those. They're all wearing kilts and everything. Oh, look at that.
That's the Queen of Scotland.
The Queen of Scotland is here. Oh, okay.
Arise.
The Queen or the Queens? They're Queens.
There's a lot of Queens.
There's a lot of Queens here. All right, we'll catch you guys later, okay?
All right.
Ray just arrived here at the Texas Renaissance Festival. Hey, Ray.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Okay, so what happened to you?
It's called traffic.
Okay.
I came in through Conroe, and it was backed up. It took me 30 minutes to get from the house to Conroe, and then an hour and 15 minutes to get from Conroe here, which is like 26 miles.
Okay.
So it's pretty backed up. It's never been that backed up before. I don't know what's going on.
And you drove alone today?
I drove alone.
Okay.
No chaser ride with me.
Oh. Should have called me.
Yeah, should have called me back then. That was November, was it? Yeah, sometime. That time.
In October, November, sometime around there. It was the Highland Fling, I think that was the middle, the weekend, the 2 weekends before Thanksgiving or something like that.
Yeah, that's what do you call that? That's
it's always next to the last weekend, I think.
That's episode 164. I had fun there. Yeah, it's.
We had a group talking about they were going up to somewhere up north because they want to go to the Renaissance Festival where they closed this whole town down. And I said, please. I said, Texas, we built our own Renaissance town. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we have our own. And Plantersville?
Plantersville, Texas.
Plantersville, is that it? Yeah. I keep thinking Pleasantville. But that's the movie.
Yeah.
That's the movie, yeah. But the Plantersville, that's where we always go for the Texas Renaissance Festival. Which I got a message from my friend Daniel. That probably if we have him in the show there, we can talk, we can, we might get in free. We can get him for free there at the Renaissance Festival.
We need to talk to the guy that actually owns the Renaissance Festival because he's kind of a bearish guy himself.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay. Say it again. Oh, okay. I guess you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm really okay.
Yeah, the audio's okay. Earlier I forgot to mention the one, the Hollywood audio. That's episode 162, and now Texas Renaissance Festival 164. Okay, here's the next audio, the top one audio.
Number one.
Yep. Nice, yeah. We have a new mixture in.
There you go. Oh my god, we're all surrounding Ray. This is always awesome.
Yes, yes. And while we were trying to get you on, my question was, why are all the Asians I meet that I'm attracted to tops? You know, that's the question. I'm surrounded by tops. So I guess so we're just going to be scissoring each other.
Okay.
So well, cursed.
Hey, we're on, cursed. Guys. We should say hi to the audience. Hello, audience.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
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 This is Nard. And who else are here? Yes, of course.
From the edge of the galaxy to the city of Houston, it's Ray.
Hey, guys. What's up?
And on the other side of Houston also, is he was here in episode 155, is it? Is Wayne. Hey, Wayne.
Wayne. Hello.
And in Vermont, it's Jeffrey. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey.
Hey. So, wow, we got together again for another Chaser show.
Yes.
Yay.
Awesome. Yeah. Hey.
I really love Chaser shows.
Yeah.
We get a lot of... it's kind of delayed. we're not too synchronized, I guess. But, yeah, we're Skyping in. Everybody's Skyping in. And we're just winging it the way we want.
Yeah, okay. That's good. So, yeah, that's the not really the first Chaser show, but it's...
That's the big one where we had a lot of Chasers.
Yes, and it was there's a lots of listeners. It reached, under the first month, I think, it reached about 600, 700 downloads, I think. There's a lot. There's a lot of downloads in the show. And, yeah, it's awesome. The Chaser show with Jeff and Wayne. And Johnny wasn't able to join us back then because he was away.
He must have had something on WoW he had to do.
Oh, okay. It wasn't WoW. Okay. Yeah, so those are the top five audio throughout the year. How about the videos? We have lots of videos. Well, not really lots, but we post a lot of videos. We do it once in a while.
Are these the X2 videos we do? Or
no, it's not the X2 videos. It's just the regular videos. But we always do the videos once in a while, probably once a month, twice a month, something like that. As opposed to doing something live. Because it's really hard to do something live on... we haven't been doing it. We've been trying to do that. We are usually on live.yahoo.com/
something live would mean Bear that podcast. We would have to set a time and a set schedule, and we would have to coordinate everything, which is usually the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, it's hard to do that, especially in our very busy lives. So we decide to just record a video, and so the audio will be good, the videos will be good, but yeah, it does lack that interactiveness. We did that before on episode 200, no, episode 206.
Yeah.
Wait, 200, yeah, 200 when we were using a Tube Bear, and there were about how many people are watching, about 30 people were watching. It's that was fun, and but it's just hard to do. We need a producer to do that, and yeah, it's a good thing Wayne was helping us at that time. So we do that. So we even recorded it. So episode 200 is available on YouTube. It's available on the website also. Just go to episode 200, and yeah, that's it. So we also have, throughout the year, we have lots of videos also that we recorded, and here are the top five videos. Here we go. You hear the audio though.
Number five. Hi there, it's Gary. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Welcome to my kitchen, where we're preparing a fabulous traditional Northeast meal, featuring, of course, Tom Turkey.
Yum.
Now Tom Turkey's been there since 6:30 this morning, and as you can see, the timer over here hasn't popped yet.
Okay.
It has now been in there for just about 7 hours, so I'm thinking it's done. So it's coming out real soon. The traditional green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's favorite. Now here, of course, we have the mashed potatoes pre-mashed. You know, those will be mashed shortly.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still waiting for that turkey to be done. Some cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
And over here we've got gravy that came out excellent. My best gravy ever.
All right.
And then we got some corn with a little, you know, zip to it. And then we're going for something a little different this year. We have a broccoli cheese casserole. Can you get a good shot of that? That's going to be some really good casserole right there. Now, the turkey is a 22-pounder this year because we're serving 12 people, six of which are bears, so really you count them twice. So we really have like 18 people here.
Okay.
So, you know, that's the plan for the day. We, of course, have crescent rolls and
stuffing.
And all. Not cooked yet. I'm waiting for that turkey to come out.
So, cooking in the kitchen with Martha, I mean Gary Bear.
Gary Bear, yes. Gary joined us. Well, took videos. It was Thanksgiving at their place, and he was cooking, and it was great. It was fun. It was a great day, and we had the video out, and Gary wanted us to take a video. Okay, and then it became it's top five video right now. That was fun. What did you guys do the last Thanksgiving? Yeah, you had a Thanksgiving with some of your friends.
Yeah, I think we have people over here. Usually have people over here. We go to John's parents, I think.
Oh, I think, yeah, okay.
No, we moved this Thanksgiving, so we didn't do Thanksgiving this year. We did it at John's parents' house, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, and then we moved that week.
Oh, that's right. You're now in your... that's right. You guys were busy. Anyway, okay. Now we're in the Ray Studios. Okay. All right, here we go. The next audio. Next video.
Number four. On the bottom, on the top.
Hey everyone, Nard here, and I have here Matthew Temple.
Hey, babe.
Okay, so tell the audience what's been going on in the van. What's the
the skinny on what's happening in the van?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, none of us in the van are, in fact, skinny. And so it's rather crowded.
Okay.
When we first, what was really hysterical, the day that we packed everything up the first time, we had the hitch on and everything, and the hitch was dipping down like this.
Okay.
So, you know, because it has a little gooseneck on it. So it's on there, da-da-da-da-da, we hook everything up, everybody gets in the van. The tongue of the trailer was being driven into the concrete.
Okay.
So we all had to get out of the van.
Did you guys just eat or something?
Turn the whole thing around so we could put the ball on the top so that then the hitch went up like this. Got that on there. And then when we got in, we had almost this much room. It was fabulous.
Oh, okay.
But we have like pulling in to get gas and stuff like that. Pulling in is okay. But after we've filled up with fuel and we go to pull out,
okay,
we have left what we call now bears on the run bear tracks, which are the oddly look like trailer hitch scrapes on every service station or restaurant we've ever been in.
It's the Bears on the Run mobile.
Yeah, that
so was Bears on the Run skid marks?
Yeah, that's right. They have skid marks leaving every service station. And that was
and
all
rest stop along the way.
Matthew Temple's doing. And rest stops. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. They have longer, they are more there, more tracks there. Anyway, so yeah, that was Bears on the Run, and they were in Houston. That's right. It's actually, yeah, the video that I took, and they were all preparing. Shannon was going around with the speakers and guitar. They were all doing some sound check. And
check 1, 2, mic check.
Yeah, check 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 3. And Elijah setting up the PA system. And Kendall was out getting burgers. So they were busy. And yeah, Babalu and Shannon were working there. Oh, Babalu was taking care of the... Of the what do you call that? Of the Bears on the Run packets and T-shirts and CDs and stuff like that. They were busy. They're really a busy group. It's fun working with them, and it was fun taking videos of them too. Okay, so let's go to the next
number three.
So we were sitting around. We had a couple extra days before the show, and we were just hanging out.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All together and just playing songs, and I discovered that he and I have a love for metal music. And
fisting.
And fisting, yeah. I forgot about that. I'm supposed to tell everyone.
Sister fisters.
That was, yeah, top three. That's actually Kendall and Shannon singing Toxicity. And by the System of the Down. It's, yeah, they were, that's also part of the Bears on the Run when they were here in Houston. And we got to take videos of that too. And then they're really, really funny on stage. They were great. So that's top three. Let's go to top two.
Number two.
So far, this is my third year in a row. Yay! My fourth Farrapalooza Nashville. Remember the first one? I've spoken about it with somebody. The first one we did at the upstairs at the Days Inn.
Back in 2004,
was it? I can't. It's not allowed. Or else I would. Okay, that's not good. Okay, here we go. My first song. Just kidding. Okay, I'm just going to try to get through this guy, right? Just from his secondhand smoking a carton of cigarettes. Start with something familiar that you can all know. Sing along to me.
Snow covered hill till the land is high.
Okay, that was Max Christopher from Bearpalooza last year.
And that was a Stevie Nicks song he was singing.
Right? Yeah, he was doing a cover, and it's a beautiful song that he covered. And
I love Stevie Nicks.
You don't know?
I love Stevie Nicks.
Oh, okay. I thought it was Indigo Girls. No, wait.
I took my love and I took down. I think it's Stevie Nicks.
I thought it was covered also, and then it was got covered, but I don't know.
But I like that song.
I'm bad with songs. Anyway, so yeah, he was there. He's an awesome performer, Max Christopher. I think his website is maximilian.com, something like that. Okay, let's go to...
Bearpalooza's coming up soon, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We'll talk about it after this last audio. Okay. Last video. Okay, here's the last video, the top video. Three.
Boys,
okay. Bear Force One. It's Bear Force One. Bear Force One. Yeah. I was, Mike and I were in Amsterdam. And they were
smoking it out.
Yeah, we're not smoking. they were playing.
Red Light District.
What were they doing? They were. It's Pride. It's Pride Amsterdam.
Yeah.
And instead of we have floats
so
on the roads.
So they're smoking out and whoring out in Amsterdam for Pride.
No, they're just on boats. They were riding boats, and that's in the canals, and that's how they do their pride there. It's pretty
fun. So instead of doing a parade thing, they do it on boats.
Yes.
Sweet,
that's right. So yeah, those are the top videos and top five audio and top five videos. All right, some stuff that are coming up soon is Bearpalooza. Bearpalooza invades the Smoky Mountains with Rocktoberfest. Rocktoberfest. Okay. So I got an email from Michael West about it, and it says here, I invite you to come join the men of Bearpalooza, the Middle Tennessee Bear Alliance. That's the new bear group there in Tennessee. And other bear clubs. Yeah, they're trying to invite other bear clubs. For a Smoky Mountain weekend getaway in the month of October at Timberfell Lodge, Tennessee's premier private men's resort and campground. The Middle Tennessee Bear Alliance and other bear clubs soon to be announced will host special events and member drives throughout the entire weekend. So Bearpalooza returns to Timberfell again this year for an incredible live show with all your favorite bear performers from around the country, and they will also host a special Campfire 80s sing-along. Okay, so it's going to be on October 10th to 12th. And so book your lodge, I guess, at Timberfell. If you go to timberfell.com, yeah, so watch out for that. Or you can go to bearpalooza.com for more info. Okay. So what do you have, Ray? What else?
I have, and if you're free the weekend before that, and you like to hang out in Sin City like I did the last night.
Sin City,
Las Vegas. The first annual Vegas Bear Invasion in cooperation with Lucky Bear Weekend, October 3rd through the 6th, 2008. This is conjunction with Bear's Life Magazine and Gay Days and Nights Las Vegas. So go to LuckyBearWeekend.com to register for this fur-filled event. We're offering discounted nights at the beautiful Paris, Las Vegas, as well as the group sightseeing adventure with Thanks Babs and the Day Tripper. So, I stayed at the Bellagio across from Paris yesterday. And I found out the only gay nightclub on the Strip is now at the I forgot what the shopping center is called, but it's between Paris and what used to be Aladdin, which is now Planet Hollywood.
Okay.
Is right there, and that's the only gay club on the Strip. So wow. I didn't get to go check it out because it was dressy, and since I had no clothes other than what I had on the flight, it's there. It looks like we're getting a little bit more gay presence in Vegas, and there were some since I stayed in the Bellagio, there were Mo's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them were European Mo's, but there were still Mo's nonetheless. So. Mm.
That'd be nice. How many hours were you there in Las Vegas when you were stranded there?
Not enough. Actually,
4 hours.
Well, I actually got to sleep 4 hours in that beautiful room at the Bellagio, which was just a shame. One, I had nobody to share it with. Two, it was only got 4 hours of sleep before I had to get back to the airport. But no, I got there and they kept bumping my flight. And about 6 o'clock, 6:30, they said, "Okay, we're not going to be able to put you on a flight today." So I called John, asked him, since I couldn't get internet access, if he could book me a room. So he called me back and said, "I got your room at the Bellagio." And I was like, "What?"
Mm.
He said it was only $20 in the other rooms on the strip. So
just might as well, huh?
Yeah. So I caught a bus over to the Strip and got checked in and went. And the hardest thing on the Strip to find, you know, what you need on the Strip is a Target. Where's the Vegas?
Or Walmart?
Where's the Walmart on the Strip? That's what I needed last night because I needed underwear, I needed socks, I needed to change of clothes because it was all already in Houston. And
I was stuck in Vegas.
So, I guess I got there and went over between Paris and Planet Hollywood where I think it's the Mile Walk Shops or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually bought me some socks. Actually, I was there and I was buying socks and I saw a pair of shoes I like, so I bought a new pair of shoes.
That's what happens if you.
Yeah. I was just tired and exhausted because I've been sitting in a freaking airport all day long.
I bet.
And then I went back and I found a little store there, so I got all the small travel size of deodorant and stuff like that I needed, toothbrush, toothpaste. And, got back, took shower, and then took off and went over to Caesar's Palace and had dinner hit a Calvin Klein, and there's the Calvin Klein store was still open there, so I got me a pair of underwear. Mm. It was the only place I could find that was selling underwear that would actually fit me.
Okay.
I went in the Gap, and if any of you bears have tried to shop in the Gap, they don't have anything for us big boys.
Abercrombie and Fitch, no.
No, they definitely don't have anything.
No.
Chong bought me a shirt, and I took it back twice and never could, and because it's all fitted. Mm-hmm. Cuts and Gap and Abercrombie, I can't wear any of it because I don't have that nice muscular V-shaped body.
Okay.
I have that nice pear-shaped body. So
you're losing a lot of weight, though. And I like your shirt. You're wearing Super Friends with benefits. I love it. And Carl's got the same thing, too. It's awesome.
Shirt. We saw that and we laughed and we got that. Got one for each other. So.
Yeah. Well, okay. Lessons. What lesson did you learn there? That you shouldn't be, if it's a standby ticket, don't bring too much luggage. Is that how it is?
Well, I mean, I always make sure I got all my stuff with me in whatever bag I carry on,
mm-hmm.
like all my medicine and everything. And I guess I was just so high from Comic-Con and everything and euphoric that I just kind of, when I was packing, I didn't have enough room. So I had to rearrange how I packed stuff to be able to get all the crap that I got at Comic-Con back to Houston mm-hmm. without having to either ship it back or pay for extra luggage. So I rearranged stuff, and like my medicine stuff, I have two things of medicine. I'm getting old, Maynard. I think I take more medicine than my poor old grandmother.
Wow.
Because I have a thing of the pills I have to take during the day, then I have to take stuff that I have to take at lunch, and the stuff I have to take at night. So I was fine because I took my big case. I stuck it in there that had my stuff for the morning and the noontime that mm-hmm. I take at lunch. I put that in my backpack. And my other one that I had, all the stuff that I just take at night, the few pills I take at night for weight loss and all that stuff, and diabetes and whatever else, God, vitamins and whatever else I've got me on, I stuck in my travel sack.
Because it was the travel because I'm a woman, I guess my overnight bag thing is a hanging one.
Yeah,
and hang it up and then it unrolls, and you know, with the deodorant and all that stuff, and it gets kind of big, so it just takes up so much room in the suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
And it was more room than I could. And it wouldn't fit in my backpack, so I just stuck it in there and pulled out. You know, I had my toothbrush. For some reason, I pulled that out and stuck it in.
Never leave without a toothbrush.
Toothbrush. And I always travel with my medication and my toothbrush and some deodorant. But this time, I threw all that into the wind, and I just had my toothbrush and half my medication. And and I usually always, like, pull, like, a pair of underwear or something out and a pair of socks. Because you never know what's going to happen when you're traveling. Like, this was, like, one of the nightmare travels for me just because I kept getting... First, the flight was canceled that I was on. Then I got moved to another one, and it was full and kept moving and moving until finally they said, we're not going to be able to get you on a flight out today. So
that's what I'm afraid of, because I just plan to pack light when I go to Manila. And I just don't know. Well, I got lots of stuff that I'm going to bring for my nephew and my sister, and that's about it. But I won't be bringing too much.
But also plan that you're going to buy a bunch of crap while you're there.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that was my mistake when I went to Comic-Con. I took too much there.
Ah. You could have mailed it. You should have mailed back your dirty clothes, like FedEx.
Well, actually, the clothes was the easy thing to pack. It's all the, like...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The ships and stuff that I bought, and the videos and the books and all that kind of stuff I bought that's hard to get back.
The signed autograph.
And the hard thing was just, like, getting out there, getting somewhere to do that on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was there Saturday night till... God, almost 10, 11 o'clock. And then I went and grabbed something to eat, and then I went down to the Hyatt and was mixing with the movers and shakers in the comics world. It was quite incredible for some of the people I met that night. That, you know, I was just like...
Wow.
So, and then just getting up Sunday morning and packing and getting it all. It was just like, okay, I'm going home. I'll deal with it. But so I threw caution to wind, which is something I do. And now see what happens when you don't plan and you don't do it. You get stuck in the airport. So, but it was okay. But Vegas was nice. Hot. It's their busy season. I think half of Europe was there. So
half of Europe is there. Wow. I was about to ask you if you went to the Star Trek Experience, but you don't have enough time.
And they said that I was told they're closing it down.
Yeah, they are closing it on September, I think.
So.
And that's too bad because I got to try out the one before they were time traveling, stuff like that. The latest one is the Borg. That's the one I'm missing, and that's the one that's going to close now. So I'm really disappointed about that. And there's no time for me to go to Las Vegas, so I can't experience the Star Trek Experience. So anyway, okay. Again, wraps up.
I guess that's our third year anniversary show.
Yeah, this is the third year anniversary.
This is what, my year? How long have I been on the show? A year and a half?
A year and a half, I think. Yeah. Okay. I should track down. When was your first appearance?
I can't ever remember. I mean, we keep saying, I know it's been about a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
But I think I was on before that, like one or two episodes, and then Roy left, and then you brought me on full time, and so.
Yeah. We've done a lot of shows before. God, it's been a long time.
Oh, when I was at Comic-Con, I thought about Roy. And Roy, if you're listening, here's a shout-out to you. But I went by the Mystery Science Theater 2000.
Oh, okay. What did you see?
And they had all the stuff, the episodes and stuff that I saw. I said, where's Roy at? I said, he'd be in heaven right now with these guys. Because they were celebrating their 20th anniversary, I think it was.
Oh, and the Rift Tracks guys are there?
Yeah. With Mystery Science Theater 2000, and they had a whole panel about it and everything. So it
was wow. Cool. Yeah, you would have loved it. Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe next year. I should plan. We should plan going there. You gotta plan soon. Okay. Well, okay. So that's it. That's for the show. That's the third. This is the third anniversary show, and it's been great. We've had lots of guests, so many people, and so many events we've covered, and met a lot of people. We made a lot of friends, and we got to meet a lot of listeners too throughout the year, and it's awesome. And this coming, the next year that's coming up, there's going to be more. And like I said, we're going to be in the Philippines very soon. I'm going to be in the Philippines, Mike and I. And this coming September, we're going to have Sudden Decadence. There's so many things that's going to happen. And of course, Ray is going to be presenting us with more videos from Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you, Ray, and it's awesome. It's great working with you, and Yeah, we have so many years to go.
Okay. I know. We got a while to go. We'll be sitting in our rockers trying to pop. Well, I guess then we'll be 3D casting.
3D casting by then. We'll be pressing any buttons.
We'll be holocasting.
Yeah. Okay, thank you everyone for listening. And if you have comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Yes, and you can also visit the official website at www.bearpodcast.com. You can leave your comments there also. And you can call the voicemail line. What's the voicemail line, Ray?
206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
That's right. Just call us. We'll play it in the show.
That's right. You need to call in and leave voicemails that you want to see Maynard naked and mummified.
Oh, my God. I've got the mummified thing again.
I've got three emails. Now I need the voicemails. I need the voicemails to back it up.
Oh, no.
I need you to call them. Call the line and get us a voicemail.
We need a few more voicemails or emails.
Naked and mummified.
I don't know about naked. Mummified, maybe. When I get back, I don't know. When I get back from Manila, let's probably plan it. That is if we get enough emails, okay?
Voicemails.
And voicemails. It would be great to have voicemails. And that's it. So subscribe via iTunes and go to myspace.com/ Bear Podcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Wait a second.
You mean like the iPhone like you bought? The 3G?
Yeah,
iPhone?
I got the 3G. Hold on. I'm gonna play something here. Something really, really geeky. And Ray would love this. Hold on. Here we go. Yeah.
You know, for the last 6 days, I heard that all day long.
There you go. That's my lightsaber on my iPhone 3G. Anyway, okay, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a
bear. That's it, woo! We're done. Wow.